If you have a moment, we'd like to introduce you to the odd couple of American agriculture, Gene Gregory and Wayne Pacelli.
We were adversaries, and some might say bitter adversaries.
That's Wayne Pacelli, who is president of the Humane Society of the United States, which says it wants to end factory farming. His former adversary, Gene Gregory, represents some of the factory farmers, America's largest egg producers. He used to say, "I'm not interested in talking to Wayne Pacelli."
Why would you want to have a conversation with someone that wants to eliminate your business?
But now they're not just having a conversation. They're allies, walking shoulder to shoulder into offices on Capitol Hill and asking Congress to approve new rules for egg farmers. NPR's Dan Charles explains.
Wayne Pacelli and Gene Gregory had a meeting in Washington, D.C. this past Tuesday. They came to it, though, from different worlds. Pacelli, the Humane Society president, woke up in a trendy part of the nation's capital, and for breakfast, he had a very berry smoothie with soy milk. No ham, no eggs, as always.
I made a decision a long time ago that I was not going to consume animal products because I was really concerned about what's going on in factory farms.
Gene Gregory lives in Georgia, in the suburbs outside Atlanta. He got up really early so he could catch his flight to Washington.
My wife keeps hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator, so I had a hard-boiled egg and a glass of juice before I left the house.
Of course he'd eat eggs.
I've been connected with the egg industry now for about 50 years.
Gregory used to run an egg farm. Now he's president of the United Egg Producers, a trade organization. And Wayne Pacelli at the Humane Society of the United States has been a fierce critic of that industry, specifically its system of crowding chickens into long lines of wire cages, hundreds of thousands of birds in a single chicken house.
I said that these factory farms are cruel and inhumane, no question about that. We're passionate about this issue. We want to see changes within this industry.
Over the past decade, Pacelli's organization and Gregory's spent millions of dollars fighting over proposals to ban the cages. And then last summer, they did something unexpected. Gregory sent a message through an intermediary. "Can the two of us just talk?" And Pacelli, from the Humane Society, saw an opportunity.
We could fight the United Egg Producers for another 10 or 15 years and spend millions and millions of dollars on both sides. But the other option is we could sit down together and figure out a pathway that's good for the industry and better for animals.
This is what they came up with. Farmers could still keep their chickens in cages, but the chickens would get more space, twice as much, plus perches and places to lay their eggs. This all would be phased in over 15 years. Gregory says the phase-in has been planned really carefully.
To make sure that we always have a sufficient supply of eggs to meet the market needs at a fair price.
The hitch is Congress has to write this deal into law so that everybody follows these rules.
Hello.
Congress, very nice to meet you.
Which is why these former adversaries are now making joint lobbying visits to Capitol Hill.
Good to see you. How are you?
Good.
This visit is to a supporter, Democratic Congressman Kurt Schrader of Oregon. For both Gregory and Pacelli, there's a calculation behind this joint venture. For the egg producers, it's a lot better than the growing patchwork of state regulations they were already facing. And for the Humane Society, it's a way to reach farms in a lot of states that weren't likely to regulate the egg industry at all. But for these two men, there's now something more than calculation involved. Maybe not friendship exactly, but respect. Gene Gregory says, "I was wrong about Wayne Pacelli.
I found him to be a man of his word, and it doesn't have to be his way or no way. And it's not that he's trying to eliminate our business or anybody in animal agriculture. He just wants to see improvements made."
Wayne Pacelli, for his part, says, "Gene Gregory's helped me understand the pressures involved in trying to make a living producing food."
You know, about the daily struggles that a lot of the farmers go through economically. They were kind of in a race with others in a competitive environment to build efficiencies, and this is how it went.
These former adversaries will need each other to get their proposal approved. It's an unusual plan, as unconventional as the partnership that hatched it. No one knows whether Congress will find that appealing or suspect. Dan Charles, NPR News.